Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We begin with what was a wild, entertaining, and I guess anything but profitable football Sunday for yours truly, as it was edge-of-your-seat action across the board. So many great games to dive into as the NFL season has now hit the home stretch of this campaign. But let's start first, and let's get the wonderful pleasantries out of the way. With a game that probably set football back about 50 years with the Dolphins and the Jets at MetLife Stadium. And I can tell you this, full disclosure, if the Miami Dolphins played the game that we all watched Sunday and were in it, and their playoff life was on the line and they desperately needed a win, I would be so sick coming in here, you'd have no idea. I'd be beside myself coming in here to do a show. Thankfully, with the Dolphins being in the position that they're in, what really ended up happening was the best of both worlds for, I'm sure, a good majority of you and for me. The Dolphins played a competitive game. I like what I saw from my head coach. And they lose and they do what they need to do as far as the draft pick. But the primary focus for many of you is what you saw from the New York Jets. And for the New York Jets not having Le'Veon Bell, and for the New York Jets not having Jamal Adams, two of their more talented players, regardless of the opponent, coming off that game against the Cincinnati Bengals, you wanted to see, okay, how are the Jets going to respond? Defensively, they basically were able to bend but don't break. That's the MO of the Jet defense here on Sunday. Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Miami Dolphins moved the ball well. They moved it between the 20s as well as you could possibly move it between the 20s. But they settled for field goal after field goal after field goal. And that's where you take a positive view to the New York Jets. And I get it. The Miami Dolphins lose Devontae Parker, who killed the New York Jets in the first matchup. They lose Albert Wilson in this game as well. So I'm sure that played a factor. But I'm going to give the Jet defense a lot of credit for forcing as many field goal attempts as they did. Now, this is where you got to get to the negative, because first half of this game, the Jets are in rhythm. The Jets are moving the ball. You feel good about the Jet offense with 16 points. The touchdown to Robbie Anderson early. The touchdown at Demaryius Thomas right before the end of the first half. That Jet offense that we saw in the first half, we did not see in the second half. And I don't know if that's Brian Flores and the Dolphins making an adjustment. I don't know if that's Sam Darnold just not doing what he's supposed to be doing. The way I saw that second half, there were plays that were there to be had for Sam Darnold that he did not make. A costly interception. Missing a couple of wide open receivers. a couple of drives stalling out, the big fourth down stop. And you were thinking, because of this second half of futility offensively, that it's going to open the door for the Miami Dolphins to snake this game. As both of these teams are basically trading field goals in the fourth quarter. Sanders with the 47-yarder, then Ficken with the 42-yarder. And then when the Dolphins march it down the field, kick a 37-yard field goal with about a minute 33 to play, you're wondering one of two things. Are the Jets going to find a way to win this football game in come-from-behind fashion? And if they don't, how many Jet fans are going to be lamenting over the fact that the vote of confidence was given to Adam Gase and the Jets proceed to lose to winless Cincinnati and proceed to get swept by the Miami Dolphins? That's as bad as it gets. That would have been the ultimate gut punch. That would have been beyond sickening for a good majority of you saying, geez, we just committed to this coach for another year. Our owner was dumb enough to commit to this coach for another year, and we lose to the Cincinnati Bengals and the Miami Dolphins. Well, you were also close to that possibility becoming a reality. Also close. Let's just say this. The final drive of the game. If this game was played, I don't know, in week six, if this game is played in week nine, I think the Miami Dolphins win. Because third and 18 at the Miami 46-yard line, the 8-yard slam play where Needham definitely initiated contact. Not going to fight you on that. There was some contact involved. But enough for the officials to take a look and then therefore overturn the call? No chance. So I guess Adam Gase and company should be very fortunate about the fact that this game was played, I don't know, in early December and not in mid-October. You take that break and you run with it. Instead of it being 4th and 18, instead of this being a game that honestly is probably a loss from a New York Jets standpoint, it sets the Jets up. Now, I don't know what in the world Adam Gase was doing, settling for a 44-yard field goal with about, what, 37 seconds to play? How many times do we see coaches settle for the lengthy field goal and it comes back and it blows up in their face? I mean, we've seen this countless times over the years, including Matt Nagy, not once but twice last year. Thankfully, Sam Ficken bails out his head coach. This was a survival win for the New York Jets. This is not one of those games where you can be walking around town, banging your chest, feeling good. There's really not a whole lot to feel good about. You want to tell me you want to feel good about a fourth quarter comeback for Sam Darnold? I guess. You want to tell me you feel good about the defense holding the Miami Dolphins out of the end zone? I guess. This is an awful Dolphins team. The fact that this game came down to the nitty-gritty, came down to the wire, not exactly the most inspiring performance in the world. But if you are much maligned Adam Gase, going against the team that fired you a year ago, you're going to take any victory, any way, anyhow. Regardless of how you got there, regardless of how ugly it may be, that's what this coaching staff is looking for. For those of you who survived this ballgame out at MetLife Stadium, God bless you. There's been a whole lot of ugly football for the Jets and the Giants this year. This game, definitely one of the more wacky. Field goal after field goal, a penalty to basically seal it. 22-21 Jets over the Miami Dolphins as they improve to 5-8 on the year. Now, we have this Jet-Dolphin game to get to, and I'm sure we're going to spend a lot of time on it because we're in New York City. And you Jet fans are probably going to want to needle me a little bit, even though, listen, there ain't really much to needle. You think I'm losing 1 ounce of sleep over this game? You don't know me too well if you think I am. In fact, I probably would have been losing sleep over the fact if they won, because then the draft status of the Dolphins all of a sudden becomes 7, 8, 9, and then I'm really, really sick. Then you could have needled. then it would have been lose-lose for all of us. But on this day in which you had the ugly football game out at MetLife Stadium, you had some incredible games that I cannot wait to discuss over the duration of this show. And if I'm going to share the prime real estate of this monologue, in addition to what we witnessed out of MetLife Stadium, I think we have to get to what was, in my opinion, the game of the day, hands down, no questions asked. That, of course, being the game between the New Orleans Saints and the San Francisco 49ers. And I remember doing the morning line this morning, questioning, can Jimmy Garoppolo go into the Superdome and win a shootout against Drew Brees? I think we got our answer to that question. The answer is yes. What a game. Back and forth. You want to talk about a game that was the polar opposite of what we watched between the Jets and the Dolphins. The Saints and the 49ers was that. Up and down the field, big plays galore, tremendous quarterback play, and a dramatic finish. Couple of takeaways from this game. The inability of the Saints getting a two-point conversion late, and the decision to go for a two-point conversion early was beyond a nightmare. The decision early of going for two and not getting it set off this chain of command throughout the entirety of the game, chasing the point, then all of a sudden being down two scores in the fourth quarter. Then when they score the touchdown, they have to go for two in order to try to make it a three-point game. That ended up killing New Orleans. It's a storyline that should get a lot of attention here on Sunday. The other storylines to get to. How about New Orleans? A couple of times in this game, committing penalties on third down, extending drives for the 49ers. You can't make those mistakes when you're going up against a team as good as San Francisco. And they did on a couple of key third and very, very longs. Killer. Absolute killer plays. Then you get to the fake punt, which I hated. You could have argued that there was pass interference on the play. And then we get to the wacky rule that we learned about, which we'll dive into. Today was a day of wacky rules. From what we saw on the fake punt in the Saints 49ers game to the Patriots Kansas City game, which, look, I'm sure for many of you, you enjoyed the fact that New England for years has been a team that has gotten the better of the whistle. New England did not get the better of the whistle in their ball game. But the fake punt goes against them. The 2-point plays go against them. But it was there to be had for New Orleans. Fourth down stop. Game on the line. One play could end it. George Kittle wasn't going to let that happen. George Kittle gave you a reminder of why, to me, at this point in time, he's the best and most complete tight end that the league has to offer. As good as Kelce may be, Kittle can do it all. Tough. Blocking. Receiving, clutch. See the difference in that Niner offense when he's there? That play down the field, fourth down, busting open, getting extra yards, face mask. That could be the difference in the San Francisco 49ers hosting the NFC title game, winning a division title, or playing that game on the road, or maybe even going on the road as a 5-seed wildcard weekend. Those were the stakes at 1 o'clock. Two great quarterback performances. Brees reminding you of why he's a Hall of Famer. But the 49ers, if you had any doubt about whether or not they belonged on the big stage, I think they reminded you on Sunday, oh, they belong. They smoked the Packers a few weeks ago. They go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints. Right now, the 49ers look like the best team in the NFC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.